You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby, back on the scene, making the record machine gleam and keeping it clean, if you know what I mean. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, your jukebox operator, welcoming you back to the Juke in the Back, a solid hour of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, or as I like to call it, the soul that came before rock and roll, the music that laid the building blocks of rock and roll, post-World War II rhythm and blues that led up to the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. And for the past 12 weeks, we've been concentrating on Atlantic Records, the most influential and important rhythm and blues independent record label of the post-World War II era. Well, over those 12 weeks, we covered Atlantic from its inception in 1947 through about mid-1957, when Atlantic was changing its sound to become more pop-oriented in order to cross over to mainstream rock and roll listeners. This week, in part 13, we focus on one of Atlantic's subsidiary labels. Started in mid-1955, Atco Records was the most successful of Atlantic's subsidiaries and lasted the longest. Now, of course, we're just going to cover Atco's early output from 55 till about mid-1957. Atco Records began when Atlantic co-founder Herb Abramson returned from his active duty over in Korea in mid-1955. He returned to a very different company. Ahmet Ertegun, his partner, had hired Jerry Wexler to recruit new groups and produce their records. Jerry and Ahmet worked very well together, and Atlantic grew. Ray Charles, Ruth Brown, The Clovers, Big Joe Turner, Laverne Baker were all laying down some serious hits. When Herb returned, there wasn't really room for him at the label, as they had just brought Ahmet's brother Nesui over from the West Coast. Jerry Wexler and Nesui Ertegun were also partners. So when Herb returned, he was kind of in a pickle. Ahmet suggested they start a new subsidiary label and hand it over to Herb to personally manage himself. Originally, Atco was to be called Atlas Records, but Atlantic soon found out there was another record company called Atlas Records, and so they decided on an abbreviation of Atlantic Corporation, or Atco. Atco's first release was number 6050 and came out in mid-1955 by rhythm and blues singer Pauline Rogers. She had already recorded for Original Records in 1953, and Atco only put out two records from Miss Rogers. This one, You're Everything to Me, was recorded on June 29th, 1955 in New York City. And it's kicking off this week's Juke in the Back featuring Atco Records. The Atlantic Record Story, Part 13. Here's Pauline Rogers with You're Everything to Me.
You're my dream, my every thought, precious love that can't be bought. Baby, baby, can't you see? You're everything to me. All through the day, I love you more than words can say. Baby, a greater love. Baby, baby, oh, can't you see? You're everything to me.
What?
You tickle me, baby. You tickle me, baby. You tickle me, honey. And I don't mean maybe. You tickle me, baby, when you try and tell me what to do. You must be crazy. You must be crazy. You got to be crazy. And I don't mean maybe. Oh, you tickle me, baby, when you try and tell me what to do.
Well, ain't nothing you've done been right. Oh, you stay out late at night. Oh, you know you do me wrong. So you can't be here long. Oh, you may as well confess. Cause you know I've done my best.
You tickle me, baby. You tickle me, honey. And I don't mean maybe. You tickle me, baby, when you try and tell me what to do.
Well, ain't nothing you've done been right. You stayed out late at night. You know you do me wrong. So you can't be here long.
From Detroit, the Royal Jokers, and You Tickle Me, Baby. And you're going to notice on this ATCO Records program that there are more vocal groups than were on the parent label, Atlantic Records. The Royal Jokers began in Detroit as the Serenaders, and the Serenaders recorded for a bunch of labels, Deluxe, Swing Time, Federal, just to name a few. And when fellow Detroit group, the Royals, changed their name to the Midnighters, the Serenaders saw a void in the Royals' name. So they started calling themselves the Royals. Apparently, they became the Royal Jokers because they were a funny bunch of guys. By December of 1955, You Tickle Me, Baby was a mega hit in Detroit. It was also big in Cleveland, Baltimore, St. Louis, but never made the national charts. And that's Willie Jones singing lead on the Royal Jokers' You Tickle Me as we feature ATCO Records on this, the Atlantic Records Story, Part 13. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, as we move into another vocal group from Philadelphia. These are the Sensations. They're notable because they're one of the few vocal groups working in the mid-1950s to feature a female lead, Yvonne Mills, who's also known as Yvonne Baker. Tommy Wicks is singing tenor, Tommy Cook is singing baritone, and Alfonso Howell sings bass. This one, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, was waxed on July 29, 1955 in New York City. ATCO would go on to release 6 singles by the Sensations. They would have 2 charting records for ATCO and then disappear for a while and return as a group with a different lineup in the early 60s on the Argo label, where they scored a number 2 record in 1962 with Let Me In. Their first release for this week's feature, ATCO Records, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, was actually ATCO's first hit record as a label. It went to number 15 in February of 56. Here are the Sensations and Yes Sir, That's My Baby.
Shadows across the sea, hear your voice calling me. Lord, I suffer so, just to hold you once more. Down by the sea, I could see shadows of you and me. Yes, I miss you, darling baby. Please hurry home and stay. Yes, every day since you left me, I've been in nothing, yes, but misery. Since you've been gone, and I'm all alone. and the shadows keep bothering me. Well, 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 I'm glad. Yes, but I'm sad. Because, darling, you'll never know. My heart starting to burn. The shadows away for your return.
Shadows of Love from the Pearls, featuring Howard Guyton on lead vocals. They had two singles for ATCO Records before moving over to Onyx, where they cut a bunch of great material. Shadows of Love was recorded on July 7th of 55. And you know, the Pearls had a guy in their lineup named David Clowney. And if that name doesn't ring a bell, that's because he would change it to Dave Baby Cortez and score a huge instrumental hit with the Happy Organ in 59. The Pearls were from Detroit, and the Robins were from LA. The Robins had already scored several hits on their own and under the wing and supervision of Johnny Otis before producer-songwriters Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller got a hold of them and signed them to their Spark record label. Spark had chugged along for a couple of years with a great roster of artists, but Lieber and Stoller knew that they could only take Spark so far, and that in order to score national hits, they needed better distribution. So when Atlantic Records came calling and offered to buy Spark Records and take Lieber and Stoller over to Atlantic as house producers and songwriters, they jumped at the chance for more exposure. Their last release on their Spark Records was Smokey Joe's Cafe from the Robins, and it would become their first release on ATCO Records. Smokey Joe's Cafe was recorded in either December of 54 or January of 55 and features a smoking sax solo from Gil Bernal. Mike Stoller is playing piano. It's either Barney Kessel or Chuck Norris on guitar, Ralph Hamilton on bass, and Jesse Sales on the tubs. Carl Gardner, Grady Chapman, Ty Terrell, Bobby Richards, Roy Richards, and Bobby Nunn are the Robins. But once the deal with Atlantic Records was signed on September 28th of 55, only two members of the Robins would come over to the new label and form a new group called the Coasters. The other guys would continue as the Robins. Smokey Joe's Cafe went to number 10 on the Rhythm and Blues chart and crossed over to number 79 pop. Here are the Robins on part 13 of the Atlantic Record Story featuring ATCO Records with ATCO number 6059, Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Oh, Smokey Joe's Cafe. Oh, I Smokey Joe's Cafe.
One day while I was eating beans
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
just sitting digging all the seams
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
a chick came walking through the door that I had never seen before. At least I never saw her down
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, and I started shaking when she sat right down next to me. Ooh, her knees were almost touching mine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Her chill was running down my spine
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Oh, I could smell a sweet perfume. She smiled at me, my heart went boom. Then everybody everybody in the room
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
They said, man, be careful, that pig belongs to Smokey Joe. So from behind the counter, I saw a man, a chef hat on his head and a knife in his hand. He grabbed me by my collar and began to shout,
"You better eat up all your beans and bar and clear right on out."
Yes, I know I'll never eat again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe,
and so we'll never meet again
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
I'd rather eat my chili beans at Jim's or Jack's or John's or Jean's than take my chances eating out
at Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Ooh, I risk my life when that Smokey Joe's a crazy fool.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, Michael Carter, and contributors Maureen Russell, Gary Cipollone, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat. Bow. Bow.
Cat named Joe. He wears a red bandana, plays a blues piano
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
He wears a purple sash and a black mustache
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
Well, the first time that I saw him, he was a sitting on a piano stool. I said, tell me, Dad, when does the fun begin? He just winked his eye and said, man, be cool. He wears a red bandana, plays a blues piano
in a honky-tonk down in Mexico.
He wears a purple sash and a black mustache
in a honky-tonk down in Mexico.
In Mexico.
All of a sudden,
Mexico.
Joe starts playing on a Latin kit.
In Mexico.
Around her waist she wore three fishnets.
In Mexico.
She started dancing with the castanets.
In Mexico.
I didn't know just what to expect.
In Mexico.
She threw her arms around my neck.
In Mexico.
We started dancing all around the floor. And then she did a dance I never saw before. So if you're south of the border, I mean or down in the Mexico, and you wanna get straight, man, don't hesitate. Just look up a cat named Joe. He wears a red bandana, plays a blues piano
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
He wears a purple sash and a black mustache
in a honky tonk down in Mexico.
From the border, that is, in New Mexico. Yeah, it's right, Mexico. Yeah, we can get your kicks in Mexico. Come with me, baby. Come with me. Come with me, yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
Man, I love that record. The first single release for the Coasters. Down in Mexico, backed with Brazil. When Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller sold their Spark Records to Atlantic Records in September of 1955, Atlantic not only acquired Lieber and Stoller as songwriters and producers, but they also took Carl Gardner and Bobby Nunn of the Robins over to the new label, leaving the rest of the Robins to fend for themselves. Gardner and Nunn recruited Billy Guy, who was a comedy singer for the duo Bip and Bop, and Leon Hughes, who formerly sang with the Hollywood Flames. They dubbed the new group the Coasters, since they were now a group from the West Coast recording for a label on the East Coast. They were indeed Coasters. Adolph Jacobs plays guitar on that fantabulous record, Down in Mexico, which was recorded at Hollywood's Master Recorders on January 11th, 1956. The Coasters were born, as we feature Atco Records on part 13 of the Atlantic Records story, this week on The Juke in the Back, your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, where it's at. And now the Sensations return to the program with their second and final hit for Atco Records, Please Mr. Disc Jockey. Recorded on February 4th of 56, it hit number 13 on the rhythm and blues lists in May. The Sensations wouldn't have another charting hit until 1961, when the old Teresa Brewer song, Music, 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 made the charts. Those Sensations had a different lineup than these Sensations, but both groups feature Yvonne Mills on lead vocal. Here are the Sensations for Atco Records with Please, Mr. Disc Jockey.
Do, 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 do.
Please, Mr. Disc Jockey, tell him I love him for me.
Tell him for me.
I sent him a letter and I called his home. There was no answer.
Sleep out.
I don't. You do the things I ask you to. Why, oh, why? Why, oh, why, oh, why? You make me cry. Why, oh, why, oh, why? It makes you glad. Just making poor me feel sad. Why, oh, why? Why, oh, why, oh, why? You make me cry. Why, oh, why, oh, why? My pride is hurt. You won't even earn my shirt. Why, oh, why? Why, oh, why, oh, why? You make me cry. Why, oh, why, oh, why? I work all day, but you get all of my pay. Why, oh, why? Why, oh, why, oh, why? You make me cry. Why, oh, why, oh, why? You're mean, that's true. But I can't stop loving you. Why, oh, why? Why, oh, why, oh, why? You make me cry. Why, oh, why, oh, why?
Frankie Marshall and his band with Why, Oh, Why. 1956 at Co Records. Marshall was one of the many artists who were on Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller's Spark Records, and he was one of the few artists that came over to Atlantic Records in the big deal. That tune, Why Oh Why, was of course written by Lieber and Stoller, but unfortunately it did not make the charts. It kind of has a bit of a Fats Domino feel to it, don't it? I'm Matt the Cat, and this is the Atlantic Records Story, Part 13, where we focus on Atlantic's subsidiary label, ATCO Records. Next week, we're going to close down the entire series with Part 14, as we take a look at another Atlantic subsidiary label, Cat Records. And when you look at these early releases on ATCO, many of them are vocal groups that Atlantic just did not want to take a chance on. Atlantic only had a handful of vocal groups on the parent label. The Cardinals, the Clovers, the Diamonds, the Cookies, the Regals, the Delta Rhythm Boys. There weren't that many. ATCO, on the other hand, had quite a few. ATCO also tried to revive the careers of experienced rhythm and blues singers, like this next cat, Guitar Slim, who had scored a number one record in 1954 with The Things I Used to Do for Specialty Records. He cut a few sessions for ATCO, recorded a couple of really good songs, but none of those records went anywhere. Here's one of those records from 1956 on ATCO. It's Guitar Slim with Down Through the Years.
Now, down through the years, you know that man had his trouble. Down through the years on, you know man had his wound. Even today, nothing have changed. Right here and now, cause I'm 76. Now when they want you, won't leave you. It happened so many times. You know, even King the Queen child long, they have a self in mind. I've got my trouble, I'll not complain, 'cause it happened before, and it can happen again. Got my trouble, I'll not complain, 'cause it had happened before, and it can happen again.
How?
And so I bought some soda pop and sandwich meat. She laid it on the table and I took a seat. But I never got a chance to drink or eat, 'cause one kiss led to another, and another, and another. One kiss led to another, and another. And another. The lights were low when she turned on the radio. I could hear the music playing soft and low. I said we'd better dance before I flip my lid. We both got up to dance, but we never did. 'Cause one kiss led to another, and another, and another. One kiss led to another, and another, and another. The clock was striking midnight, it was quite a shock. I started for the door, but she grabbed my sleeve. She put her arms around me, man, I couldn't leave. 'Cause one kiss led to another, and another, and another. Ooh. One kiss led to another, and another. And another. Woo! One kiss led to another. And another. Ooh! And another. Ooh! And another. And another. And another. Ooh! And another. Ooh! And another. And another. And another.
One kiss led to another, and then another, and then a, oh baby, ooh mercy. The Coasters, from their first recording session for Atco Records, January 11th of 56 at Hollywood's Master Recorders. This one would also chart, really putting Atco Records on the map. In September of 56, it hit number 11. Up next on the Juke in the Back, a very interesting record by the Tibbs brothers, who were in fact Andrew Tibbs, whose real name was Andrew Grayson. And the other cat singing was his real life brother, Kenneth Grayson, who was going under the name Kenneth Tibbs to match his brother. But Andrew Tibbs' career began quite a while before this. In 1949, he was recording for Aristocrat Records in Chicago. He then moved on to Chess and Peacock before ending up at Atco, and then basically disappearing into obscurity. He briefly popped up again in 1965, and then that's the last we heard from him. This tune, Wake Up Miss Rip Van Winkle, was written by the songwriting duo of Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann, and was recorded on May 13th, 1956. It's a weird little record, but it's rockin', baby. Here are the Tibbs brothers with their only release for Atco Records, and Wake Up Miss Rip Van Winkle.
Got a girl who's pretty as a picture on a $100 bill. She's a girl out for Mr. Weller, she sure eat up his chill. She don't do rock and roll, so she never get her name in my will. Take the rock and roll shuttle and travel on down the line. Get off to Avatar and be a little girl of mine. Pass it to the booty, ice cream, it only costs a dime. I get it, I miss a Rick, I Van Winkle. I get it, I miss a Rick, I Van Winkle. Open up your eyes and come on out of the woods. You're a Model T and a Tommy H. Get an overall top, rock and roll the red. Buy some ribbons, learn to do the fish. Get hip to the chip, cause that's my way. Miss Rip Van Winkle, come on out of the woods.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thin piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Atco Records, and we're going to hear one from a fantabulous Philadelphia group who originally recorded some great records for the Grand label. George Grant is singing lead, and he also wrote this one. It ended up being the Castells' only single for Atco. Happy and Gay was on the B-side, but for this week's Great 78, we're going to hear the Castells with Hey Baby Baby.
Hey baby baby, let's out tonight. Hey baby baby, let's out tonight. Let's ring out, baby, till the sun shines bright. Oh, oh, oh. First the Big Marys, then the Sloppy Joes. We'll make the rounds, girl, everything goes. Steaks and caviar and champagne too. We'll feel so fine. We are through. Down in the alley at the little shack, we'll meet the gang there and all the jack. Let's ring out, baby, down at the
dum 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 dum.
When we start feeling good, don't care if you don't get back.
Dum 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 dum.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Quart of oil, a gallon of gas. Baby, I sure do hope it lasts. Destination love, destination love. If I get stuck, give me a shove. Destination love, I can't wait to see her smile. Only got about 10 more miles. Destination love, destination love. If I get stuck, give me a shove. Destination love. Well, I passed the truck, passed the bus. I must be doing fine. I'm so close I can almost feel her sweet lips on mine. If the front tire blows, I got a spare. If that one goes, I'll still get there. Destination love, destination love. If I get stuck, give me a shove. Destination love. Well, across the bridge, climb the hill. It only steamed up twice. If this old car goes one more mile, I'll be in paradise. She'll be waiting, there I know. Left turn, right turn, here I go. Destination love, destination love. If I get stuck, give me a shove. Destination love.
Tonight.
Party Time with the Rayovacs, a song originally recorded for the Kaiser label in 55, but re-recorded for Atco Records sometime in 56. The Rayovacs, who were in fact named after the battery company, had been recording since 1949 for a variety of labels like Coleman, Decca, Regent, Jubilee, and Josie. Party Time was their only single for this week's feature, Atco Records. Before that, we heard Mr. Blues himself, Wynonie Harris. Later on in his career, and his voice is starting to go a little bit there, but he can still shout the blues. Recorded in October of 1956, Destination Love was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller and would be Wynonie's only release for either Atco or Atlantic Records. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed part 13 of the Atlantic Records story this week as we focused on Atlantic's subsidiary label, Atco Records. Always remember, cats and kittens, that soul, it's a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. So Herb Abramson, who had been running Atco Records since its inception in mid-1955, departed by mid-1958. And I think I know why. Bobby Darin. He had released three singles on newcomer Bobby Darin in 1957. All three of them flopped. So Herb went to Ahmet and said, "Hey, I'm going to drop this kid, Bobby Darin, from the roster." Ahmet said, "Wait a minute, let me have a crack at him." And from the first recording session with Bobby Darin, Ahmet recorded Splish Splash and Queen of the Hop, and the rest is history. Bobby Darin, of course, became one of the top-selling artists on Atco Records, and feeling a bit deflated by this, Herb decided to depart. He sold his stake in Atlantic Records to his former wife, Marion Beanstalk, and Ahmet's older brother, Nesui Erdogan. Abramson would go on to start a few more labels like Triumph, Festival, Blaze. We lost Herb Abramson on November 9th, 1999, at the age of 82. Juke in the Back returns next week with part 14, the final part of the Atlantic Records story, focusing on subsidiary label Cat Records. Let's close down the show with another Lieber and Stoller composition that was also Atco Records' first number one hit. Searchin' was also the biggest hit of the Coasters' career because it hit number one and stayed there for 12 weeks on the rhythm and blues charts and crossed over to number three pop. Here are the Coasters and their list of fictional detectives. Searchin'.
Gonna find her.
Gonna find her.
Well, now if I have to swim around,
whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebeck.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.